how air pollution is killing us.
According to the World Health Organization, air pollution kills 7 million people every year. In the UK, experts believe that pollution is responsible for an estimated 29,000 deaths annually, more than obesity and alcohol combined, and 10 times more than those killed on the roads. So, what can be done about it?
Air pollution comes from a number of sources, including power plants and industry. However, cars are the biggest culprits, contributing about half the nitrogen dioxide and 80% of the particulates in London's air, for example. Diesel vehicles are especially bad. In the past, the government encouraged their use because they emit slightly less carbon dioxide than petrol-driven cars. However, a report by the Policy Exchange has said that diesel engines emit about 91% of the particulates and 95% of the nitrogen dioxide that comes from exhausts.
So, which cities are the most polluted? A global survey by the World Health Organization, WHO, found that the southwestern Iranian city of Ahvaz has the highest level of PM10s, with an annual average of 372 micrograms per cubic meter. Heavy industry and low-quality vehicle fuel are the main causes of air pollution in this desert city of 1.3 million.
At the other end of the list are cities in Canada and the United States. They benefit from lower population density, favourable climates, and stricter air pollution regulation. In the survey, Washington, D.C. had an annual average of 18 micrograms of PM10s per cubic metre. Tokyo measured 23 micrograms and Paris had 38. The WHO recommends an upper limit of 20 micrograms for PM10s.
One of the worst polluted cities in Europe is London. The UK legal limit for annual nitrogen dioxide levels is 40 micrograms per cubic metre. However, annual mean levels of the pollutant in 2013 far exceeded this at 62 monitoring stations all over the capital.
Occasionally, a build-up of pollution can lead to smog, a fog or haze caused by pollution. This tends to happen when traffic is heavy and the winds are calm. The Great Smog of 1952 killed more than 4,000 people in London over a single weekend. One of the most recent episodes took place in April 2014, when there was an added component, dust blown in from the Sahara Desert. This led to a haze that covered many parts of England and Wales. In some places, the pollution left a layer of orange dust on cars. Scores of flights had to be cancelled too.
So, what can be done to improve air quality? Major cities in India, such as New Delhi and Mumbai, have banned the construction of new power plants within the city limits, and existing ones are being shut down or relocated. And places such as Copenhagen and Bogota have improved air quality by promoting walking, cycling, and public transport. Other measures include ensuring that houses are energy efficient, street design is appealing and safe for pedestrians and cyclists, and waste is well managed. We cannot buy clean air in a bottle, but cities can adopt measures that will clean the air and save the lives of their people, said Dr. Carlos Dora of The WHO.
So what's your city doing about air pollution?